A decline in visitors to Estes Park because of recent flooding and the shutdown of Rocky Mountain National Park could have far-reaching impacts on northern Colorado's economy in the coming year. That's according to a new report from the Regional Economics Institute at Colorado State University. KUNC's Aaron O'Toole spoke with the Institute's director, Martin Shields, about the report.
In a sense, what this report is saying is what's bad for Estes Park is bad for the rest of the state. Certainly, tourism is a major driver of Colorado's economy. And you could say Estes is one of the region's strongest draws, in part because it's the western gateway to Rocky Mountain National Park. So just in a general sense, what kind of statewide impact are we talking about here with what's going on with Estes?
The general impact for Colorado overall is that when people think about their summer vacations, they tend to choose a destination. Someone in Tennessee might say, what are we going to do next summer? And they'll say, oh, let's go to Rocky Mountain National Park. And then they plan their trip to Rocky, and then they say, well, what else can we do? Well, we'll spend a day in Fort Collins, or spend a day in Boulder or Steamboat. Those communities that might not have been the destination also see the impact.
So what kind of numbers have you been exploring in terms of this report?
Right. There's been some previous work done on the annual spending by out-of-state visitors. Those are our primary folks of interest because they're bringing new money into Colorado. And we've looked at different scenarios where there might be a 30% reduction, a 70% reduction, or a 100% reduction. And that could cost, you know, depending on how long it takes for people to come back into Estes and how long it takes to get those roads open, it could be 1,300 jobs or more lost over the next year.
Is there anything that can be done right now to mitigate this kind of damage for this year and next?
The first thing they're going to have to do is fix the roads. Rocky Mountain National Park is Colorado's crown jewel for so many people, and that's why they come to Colorado in the summer. And if those roads aren't fixed, they're not going to come. But the other things they can do is start to more aggressively market other regions in the state. We live in a beautiful place. There's all sorts of gorgeous areas along the western slope, down in the southern Front Range. It's a very diverse and beautiful place, and we offer things that are attractive to people throughout the world beyond Rocky.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Thanks for talking with me.
And that's economics professor Martin Shields. He's the director of the Regional Economics Institute at Colorado State University. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.